flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shine banger, absolute banger.
That song rips.
Coming up at 10, Jones and Keefe. And before we get out of here, we got to get to your best Hill Notes of the morning. Reminder that you can leave when the spirit moves you, you can leave a voice note for us at any time on the Odyssey app. New feature that the Odyssey, the fine engineers and app people at Odyssey created, in which one can leave a message at any point on any topic whenever you feel like it. So
credit to those people, whoever was in that brainstorm and said, I've got an idea.
You're very
happy
about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I think this thing of playing back messages.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like landing on the moon here, but
I'm really interested in
the reaction.
Really, honestly.
Well, some would say we never actually landed on the moon.
And I would also like to thank
Don't say that to one astronaut, Sean,
Buzz,
or you get punched by Buzz Aldrin.
That's true.
What?
I would also say to the people that are enraged daily by the existence of a building and a company they used to work for, thank you for tweeting it, Glenn, because a lot of people that enjoyed it when you did it were made aware of our segment. So free publicity.
Very happy about it.
Yeah, God bless you.
I need that Buzz Aldrin audio now. You can't, Shime, I can't bring that up without you playing the dope who decided to ask Buzz Aldrin if it was fake that he landed on the moon.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of saying
Will
I misrepresented
get it
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Awesome.
Wiggy, that's what you're asking for all the time.
All the time.
Is you can say whatever you want, and then you invite me to introduce your face to my fist.
That's it.
That is what you are saying.
Sometimes those are the repercussions. Wasn't Danielle, though, a big...
Moon truther?
Yes.
Yeah,
I believe her
Rich Keefe
and Rich Keefe.
And Rich is, too, yeah.
Like,
Rich,
they don't believe that
Rich
anybody's walked on the
happened.
Moon.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Chime. Let them rip.
Hey, Joe Mazzulla, could you stop taking coaching tips from Coach Wiggins? You guys look like the Brockton Boxers out there last night.
It's concerning. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm not concerned.
It's a team that had they got their 10th win against you.
Yeah,
like, and you're the defending NBA champs.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
It's with weird. With the best coach.
Yeah, with the best coach in the NBA.
Hey, Greg, nice to see that you're bringing a little lady down to Miami with you. The one question I have is: does her high school accept written absentee notes by you?
Not in high school.
Nope. Very mature.
Not, right. She is.
You're right. She's in college, like Drake May's girlfriend.
She's not in college.
Her fiance.
She's not.
Greg's chaperoning anyway, so it works.
Lindsay's an old soul.
She is an old soul.
Yeah.
100%.
Greg's just old.
Coaching clinic? Really? Settle down, you little Teletubby.
Have you ever heard Chime more excited than when Bill O'Brien invited him to their coaching clinic this offseason?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a little joke about me being a nerd, and it worked out.
I can't wait till Chime gets in the offensive team meeting room to install the play, because that's Billy O's going to. So he's going to have
to. If you were a player, wouldn't you look at Chime and be like, who the F are you?
Well, so first what we need to do is we need to sit down, me and Billy, like Gruden's quarterback camp, and I need to whiteboard it, and he needs to rip it apart, and then we present it to the team.
Okay.
But you have to present it, so you have to say, all right, O-line, here's the protection that we're gonna utilize in this. Running backs, if it's play action, we're going to do this. We need to sell this. Receivers, whatever it is. So now you're going to have a bunch of these college athletes going, is this guy like a new offensive analyst?
No, they're going to say, this guy must be here to introduce QB Belly.
That's not necessary.
You should hire Jackson to be your quality control coach.
My get back guy?
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney, you put Santo down talking about his thing, and now you go out and sleep with three men in a cabin. I mean, what is this guy doing? God bless you.
It's a chalet.
Yeah, it's a chalet.
Not a cabin.
And we're not sleeping together.
No, we aren't.
And if we're being honest, there's five men in the chalet. So.
Well, there's only four beds, I think, in that
There's
place.
Bunk beds.
Yeah, there's one room that has a couple beds in it.
Eamon and Griff.
Oh, Eamon and Griff go bunk beds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple rooms downstairs. It's, what, three rooms downstairs?
Yeah.
So, Courtney, for someone who was a frequent flyer on the MDB Express on every day that ends in A, you should certainly know the difference between 2 inches and 7 inches.
Okay. All right. I mean, the time has passed.
Right. Yeah.
They're expired like cream cheese in my fridge.
Amen.
Like, enough of
and
this.
And my MDBs were with significant others. You know, it wasn't like I was MDBing with randoms.
Right.
So,
thank you.
I mean, I didn't have different inches every time.
Okay.
I think that would have sounded better if you said a significant other.
Right.
Not significant
I'm sorry.
Other.
Yeah, significant other.
It's the dang plural.
But at least Santa was bigger than them all, like you said.
Yep.
College. Ain't it great?
It was.
The MDB.
Yeah.
You never had class at midday, or did you just
in between class?
Oh, in between.
Yeah. Right.
You don't need much time.
No.
Did you see that thing I sent you? That the average time top 20 countries.
No.
I sent in the group chat.
What average time that men perform for?
Yeah. And we're America. We're in the top five.
Really?
Yes. Send it in the group chat. What do you think the average time is, minute-wise?
That a man performs for?
Yes.
I mean, I guessed based on personal experience, probably 20, 25 minutes.
All right.
Is that average?
I would say, no.
I think you literally
would be below average for me.
I would say.
That is well below average.
Oh.
So the average time for men lasting in bed, America is number three behind France and the United Kingdom at 7 minutes.
Really?
Yes, and the United Kingdom is number one at 7.6 minutes.
Is that including foreplay? Or?
It doesn't give me all that. And coming in at number...
a creepier thing was said. It was the way it came out.
That's what you said.
It was really... Does that include foreplay?
So this is the top 20.
I pride myself in my foreplay.
Greg, this is top 20. Turkey at number 20 is 3.7 minutes. 3 minutes, not even 4 minutes. Jesus.
I got to get that number up.
Anybody notice how Courtney dressed to the nines yesterday when Mr. Vrabel was visiting? And today she's back in casual clothing. Just saying.
I always dress up when we go to Gillette.
Yeah.
I always have.
But you said it's more your mom who finds him to be a handsome man.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah. No, he's very handsome. I think we can all agree on that.
Handsome man.
And.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think that it is a good to have a good first impression with dressing appropriate at Gillette. And that's what I wanted to do. My mom did say, you know, in case there is a photo, make sure to dress well and take your glasses off.
All right.
Can we get Brittany on the show and have her record, did the woman marry a man with a small penis? She did. Boom roasted.
Boom roasted.
Good morning show. I'm setting the over under at 3 on how many times Greg hears this weekend in Miami, "Hey sir, can we help you and your daughter?" And I'm gonna take the over. Have a great day, everybody.
Wait, I think you missed the shot at me there.
Yeah, there was no shot at you at the end.
Curtis, you're a touch hole.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say, that's not like angry principal.
There we
Dave.
Go. Now everything is back in order.
That'll do it for today, Greg.
All right, Sean.
Okay, you said there weren't that many.
It wasn't that many.
About me.
It was like 4.
There was, penis-wise, there was only like 2 or 3.
No, yeah. There was like 4, and there was only 8. So 50% of them.
Well, it used to be 100.
It's coming down.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm saying she came down from 100% to like 50%.
Yep.
There wasn't room. But there was.
All right. Well, you can leave a hill note for us anytime, and we will play him back.
And in Courtney's case.
Okay, stop.
I'm sorry.
Sure, stop.
No, I would guess shorter, the better.
The good news is, in my absence tomorrow, they will all be about me. So that you have.
I doubt it.
That
really?
That should be comforting.
No, I don't think so.
I would assume so.
We get hit with a few strays, but it's really at this point in time with hill notes, and maybe that's why I love it so much. It's usually Curtis. Or Santo.
That's not right.
So on every day that ends in A.
Santo's not even on the show.
No, right. He doesn't get paid. He should get paid.
Right.
He should.
Right, he doesn't get paid.
Oh.
It's also not accurate. Like, it was just a confusing discussion or whatever.
I am keeping my mouth totally shut. Yeah. But let me tell you, what was it, 7 minutes?
Yep.
I would not be satisfied with that.
All right. There you go.
I wouldn't marry somebody that left me at 7 minutes.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
Okay. So he's like 3-4 times that.
What is the optimum time before you're like, get off me?
Oh.
As long as both of you complete the mission.
I see.
Okay. No, but honestly, what is the woman's...
This is
a big question that I have with my wife. And so, like, what is the... Because I feel like... 30 minutes is what
if it takes if it takes Mrs. Wiggins 30 minutes, then it takes Mrs. Wiggins 30 minutes.
No, I'm saying like I'm saying 30 minutes is the time of the act. No foreplay, Shime included. And I think if you go 30 minutes, a woman is
a full hour,
satisfied. But I feel like if you're 7 minutes with they're saying we are, a woman's like, what just happened?
Right.
Are we? It's over?
They're faking it.
They're faking for the longer.
No, For the if you're if like there was one time where Fourier and I got into it where he was saying,
oh,
you know,
excuse me, what?
Oh no! Like on air, we were talking about something.
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
And he said, oh, it's lazy if, you know, you say you don't have time. It only takes like 3 minutes. And I said, for you.
Right.
And
but he might have been right based on if the average time for American men is 7 minutes. I guess maybe 3 minutes is just a little bit below average.
Right. I mean, I feel like when it comes to you, it's 30 minutes. Marcus Freeman could probably get it done in 5.
Oh,
believe me. No, Mrs. Wiggins, 5 minutes is not going to satisfy her soul. No matter how good you look. So, Marcus, you better take some 5-hour energy or something. Get you some, what is it, vitamin D?
Well, that's probably what the missus would be getting.
Well, no, I mean, you know, something to keep him, you know, keep him going.
Right.
Yeah. Minutes, that ain't going to happen.
Well.
Minutes, shoot.
Oh my,
that's the amount of time take to brush your teeth.
Yeah. What?
5 minutes.
You never know. I mean, he may put the D in Dame. Like, you have no idea. I mean,
right.
Yeah. He's got like 5 kids, so, you know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well,
yep.
Great job, everybody. We will be
so
right
fun.
Back.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.